Page 72, Unit 6, Lesson 4, Reading. Arab Aid. There is a map here, and the peninsula, the Arab Peninsula, is spotted with green color. And arrows and lines are coming from the Arab peninsula, covering parts of the Muslim world and Arab world and non-Muslim countries as well. And under it is written, Arab aid goes to countries all over the world. What is Arab aid? The countries around the Arabian Gulf are very rich. The oil beneath sands has made them wealthy, and they have used this wealth to become important modern states. They have built industries and improved agriculture. They have given their own citizens a very high standard of living, but they have also given financial help to poorer parts of the world. This financial help is what we call Arab aid. Not many people know that these countries give or lend enormous amounts of money to poorer countries. For example, in 1976, Saudi Arabia gave or lent between 500 and 800 US dollars for every Saudi man, woman, and child. Money that is not given as a gift is given as a loan. Such loans are made easy. Borrowers often have up to 50 years of repay. Other Gulf states which give or lend to poorer countries are Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, and the UAE. Where does this aid go? It goes to Arab and non-Arab countries. It goes to Muslim and non-Muslim countries. It goes to Africa, Asia, South America, and Southern Europe. In fact, it goes to countries all over the world. How is it used? There is a picture here at the bottom, building a dam with Arab aid in Morocco. Let's see. Where does this aid go? We read that. Now, how is it used? It is used to help poorer countries develop themselves. Here are some examples. Bridges have been built in Tunisia and Taiwan using Arab aid. The 1.4-mile Chinese-Saudi friendship bridge has served 80% of the population of Taiwan since 1990. Dams have been built with Arab aid in a dozen developing countries. These countries include Cameroon, India, Ghana, and Mali. Page 73, Unit 6, Lesson 4. We continue. There is another picture here. Under it is written, a canal for a Sudanese irrigation project. We continue. Hospitals, hotels, and homes have been built in Egypt, Niger, Mali, Syria, Tunisia, and Yemen. Irrigation canals have been dug in Bangladesh, Sudan, and Senegal with Saudi and Kuwaiti money. Mines have been expanded in Jordan and Morocco. Road and railways have been constructed in the Congo, Pakistan, Rwanda, and Spain. Sugar factories have been built in Afghanistan and Tanzania. Water has been piped into homes in Cairo, Damascus, and Sana'a with help from Arabia. Also, Saudi Arabia has lent Jordan 120 million US dollars to improve the water supply in Amman. Why is Arab aid given? Of course, the Gulf states see their aid as a way of making friends in the Third World. But Arab aid is also the result of the religious duty called zakah, in English, alms given. Giving to those who have less than we do. Adapted from an article in the Aramco World magazine, November, December 1979. Read the following statements about the passage. Put T, true, or F, false, and the line number. Write out a correct statement if you put F. Number 1. Arab aid goes to Arab countries only. True or F? In which line? Number 2. Gulf citizens have a high standard of living. 3. Arab aid is a way of making money in the Third World. 4. Dams have been built with Arab aid in a dozen wealthy countries. 5. Arab aid is a financial help to poorer countries.